From the First Presidency, Where is Jesus? By President Henry B. Eyring, First Counselor in the First Presidency. My 3-year-old granddaughter Eliza went with her family to the open house of the Brigham City Temple in Utah. In one of the rooms of that beautiful temple, she looked around and asked, "Mommy, where is Jesus?" Her mother explained that she would not see Jesus in the temple, but she would be able to feel his presence in her heart. Eliza carefully thought about her mother's answer. Then she said, "Oh, Jesus is gone, helping someone." Eliza knew that the temple is the house of the Lord, but she also understood that Jesus has a body and can be only in one place at a time. If he was not at his house, she knew that he must be in another place, and she knew that he would be somewhere doing good for his father's children. The Spirit revealed to her mind and heart the comfort all of us need. Jesus Christ lives. He knows us, watches over us, and cares for us. In moments of pain, loneliness, or confusion, we do not need to see Jesus Christ to know that he is aware of us. His mission is to bless us. Adapted from Where is the Pavilion? Ensign, November 2012, pages 72 through 75. Never alone. Because he has a resurrected body, Jesus cannot physically be with us all the time, but we are never alone. To find out why, refer to John chapter 14, verse 26. Table Talk. President Eyring's granddaughter felt the Spirit in the temple. Where else can we feel the Spirit? What kinds of things can we do to feel the Spirit? Ask these questions at the dinner table or before Scripture study. End of the article, From the First Presidency, Where is Jesus? By President Henry B. Eyring, First Counselor in the First Presidency. Read by David Shaw.